From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. You've probably heard that no two snowflakes are alike, and mostly that's true. Snowflakes aren't formed from freezing water, but when water vapor freezes, skipping the liquid stage altogether. This allows the water molecules to organize themselves into the snowflake's delicate structure. Snow crystals come in more than 30 basic shapes, with a classic star-shaped snowflake forming best in temperatures around 5 degrees Fahrenheit. These begin when water vapor freezes around a nucleus, like a dust particle. This forms a single hexagonal ice crystal, which is heavier than air, so begins to fall. As it does, the ice crystal grows. The original hexagon sprouts hexagons on each corner. These grow hexagons on their corners, and so on. But the exact form that the growing snowflake takes is influenced by changing humidity and temperature levels in the air it falls through. And because no two flakes follow the same exact path from sky to earth, none grow in the exact same conditions, and therefore, no two are the same. The only exception is when scientists make them in a laboratory, where they can control the conditions so precisely they can produce identical flakes. So, if you find yourself out on a snowy day, take a moment to marvel at the thousands of snowflakes you can see falling, the millions in your yard, or billions in a field. Like people, no two are, or ever will be, the same. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.